Today we have some breaking news. I'm your news anchor, Brett, and we will have some interviews from ground reporters Billy Cheesesteak and LeBron Curry. Here is the breaking news. Patrice Lumumba, the first and only prime minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo, has been shot and assassinated in his home in Congo. Only this just coming a year after he was elected and after he gave that very popular speech. Now we cut to Billy Cheesesteak on the ground of the incident.
Thank you, Brett. We have some very disturbing news. This is the site where Patrice Lumumba was assassinated in Congo. He was a civil rights activist. He cared very much, and this assassination was carried out by the Belgium Execution Squad, being sponsored by the United States government. Back to you, Brett.
Thank you, Billy. We have some more information about the life of Patrice Lumumba. He was a very, very influential person in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And this just coming 2 hours after his death, he has been elected a national hero. He even went to jail for what he believed in before he became prime minister. He had this amazing speech that he gave, which I will link to. Now, let's get more information on his assassination. Patrice Lumumba was assassinated. He was assassinated I have an interruption. Give me 1 second. We are back. Patrice Lumumba was assassinated today, January 17th, 1961. Some call this the most important assassination of the 20th century because of its further repercussions. He was the first legally elected one too, which means they were trying to set up a democracy. For 126 years, the US and Belgium have played key roles in the shaping of Congo's destiny. In April 1884, 7 months before the Berlin Congress, the US became the first country in the world to recognize the claims of King Leopold II of the Belgians to the territories of Congo Basin. And Belgium didn't like this, and Belgium was allies with the United States. So Belgium said that they would break their alliance and might even declare war on the United States if they didn't sponsor the assassination on Patrice Lumumba. Further now, we know that the US did indeed sponsor the assassination of Patrice Lumumba, which was carried out by the Belgian Execution Squad. And with the outbreak of the Cold War, it was inevitable that the US and its Western allies would not be prepared to let Africans have effective control over strategic raw materials, because Africa was a sort of middle point between the United States and Russia during the Cold War. So, and the Congo didn't want to give them this assistance, so the US finally had to sponsor the assassination of Patrice Lumumba. Some people took this as a threat to their democracy, but others say that this was all part of the big plan from since Belgium said that Congo was free. But more importantly, the greatest legacy that Lumumba left for Congo is the idea of national unity. Recently, a Congolese radio station asked me whether the independence of the South Sudan should be a matter of concern with respect to the national unity in the Congo. I responded that since Patrice Lumumba has died for Congo's unity, our people will remain utterly steadfast in their defense of national security. Now let's cut to our other field reporter, Chet Heavenstein.
Thank you, Chet. We have some breaking news. Riots are breaking out in the streets of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is very serious because I don't think this is even legal, you know? Because we just got set up less than 8 months ago, so I don't know if this is even right, you know? Back to you, Brett.
Thank you, Chet. Great report from you, Chet. Great voice, too. But the most positive aspect of his legacy was he manifested the selfless devotion for his country, and that influenced all the other people that lived in Congo. That made all the people in Congo have aspirations for the Congolese people, for democracy and social progress. In the other hand, Congolese leadership, which included Christophe Gebony and Laurent Desire Kabila, was more interested in power and its attendant privileges than in the people's welfare. This is Lumumbism, which they made a word after in Congo right after he was assassinated, in words rather than in deeds. That is what Lumumbaism means, in words rather than deeds. And that word really affects his legacy, because his biggest known thing that he did was that one speech that he gave during the celebration of when they declared independence. He wasn't even supposed to talk. The own prime minister of the country wasn't even supposed to talk, but he showed up anyway, and he had a huge, huge standing ovation from all the people that were there that heard his speech, because he is the prime minister, and he should be respected. Thank you for listening to another episode of McCorkle/Dario News Network. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. From Brett, Billy Cheesesteak, and Chet, we'll see you next time.